Well, good morning, everyone. If you are anything like me, you probably have a refrain from a song called Oh Happy Day in the back of your mind, that this is the greatest day in history. Death is beaten and Jesus has rescued me. Shout it out, Jesus is alive. And what a privilege and what an honor it is to come with you with the Word of God. And as we are focusing on the pivotalness, or maybe what our sermon title is labeled as, the vitality of Christ's resurrection, that this is the pillar and support of the truth in which the church is built on. And I believe the reason why Paul wrote such a heavy discourse on the resurrection, which is found in 1 Corinthians 15, is because of what the church in Corinth was going through. If you remember reading the book of Corinthians for yourself, that in the beginning of chapters 1 through 3, that there were many divisions, there were many who were claiming that different preachers were proclaiming a different gospel, that they were adhering to one preacher and adhering to another preacher, that there were factions and divisions and even schisms within the church in Corinth, and Paul had to write a rather harsh rebuke, which is found in the book of 1 Corinthians, and it doesn't even get any better as he's correcting all their theology as he's working through his letter. And when we come to chapters 12 and 13 and 14, he is focusing on gifts and how they were being divisive with their gifts and were not being used for the edification of the church. And what we see at the end of chapter 14, Paul reminds them that if anyone thinks he is a prophet or spiritual, let him recognize that the things which I write to you are the Lord's commandment. But if anyone remains ignorant about this, he is ignored by God. Therefore, my brothers, earnestly desire to prophesy and do not forbid to speak in tongues, but all things must be done properly and in an orderly manner. And then he starts off into 1 Corinthians 15 with the proclamation of the gospel and how the gospel is pivotal when it comes to the resurrection. And so we see here that for a church to not adhere to the resurrection is to behave improperly or not in an orderly manner. And even as we kind of look at it through church history, we can see that it is because of what God has prescribed for us and how we are to worship Him and how we are to proclaim Him being the reason as to why Christ is continually building His church. And so I'm going to try to attempt something that has not been done before in my preaching, is that we are going to be working through 34 verses, but it's going to be basically on a commentary. So you're going to be hearing my commentary notes on the first 34 verses of 1 Corinthians 15, and hopefully you will see the divisions, which I have written for you in your sermon notes, that it is basically chopped in half with two parts pertaining to the vitality of Christ's resurrection. And then within those two parts, it is broken down into two further parts. And then lastly, within each of those further divided four parts, there are four main points that I want you to grab. And so there will be 16 points, but it's basically just going to be saying the point and backing it up with Scripture, and that is going to be it, because I want us to see the vitality of proclaiming the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So let me read 34 verses and ask God to bless our time here this morning. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1. Now I make known to you, brothers, the gospel which I proclaimed as good news to you, which also you received, in which also you stand, by which you are also saved, if you hold fast the word which I proclaimed to you as good news, unless you believed for nothing. For I delivered to you as first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that He appeared to Cephas, and then to the 12, and after that He appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom who remain till now, but some have fallen asleep. And after that He appeared to James, and then to all the apostles, and last of all, as to one untimely born, He appeared to me also. For I am the least of the apostles, and not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God,